Orem Institute Director for Tuberculosis and Monitoring, Sicelo Dlamini, says TB can be easily controlled and treated. On World TB Day, which was observed on March 24th, the focus was on the theme Invest in Action to End TB. The TB specialist emphasizes the importance of adhering to medication and the potential risks if not taken properly.
It can really kill if ever it is not attended to. Improper use of the, preventative measures, particularly the treatment. If ever it's used incorrectly, then it would actually cause problems that would eventually result in, resistance or even death among the people who are infected with the TB.
According to Dlamini, there is still a stigma associated with people who have TB, often due to its connection to HIV.
The reason why we are still having stigma is based on the fact that, the efforts of health education, take long to take effect in some of the individuals. That's the first part. Mm-hmm. So we would still have it among people who are also have been told, or who have actually been, educated on or informed about TB and its progression and also the things that we're talking about. But when the issue of HIV came on board, in the early 80s, so it was also quite a serious issue because, that kind of pairing that was actually done among communities started to create the issue around people feeling that we are doing, if a person is having TB or is getting emaciated or they actually getting thinner and so on, it is because this person is having TB and HIV. So a lot of people are actually just still afraid of, letting people, know about their HIV status because, it's associated with immorality and all those kind of things. But, as it has actually been done with the traditional healers, interference with, with the the belief in the traditional healers and also beliefs in witchcraft and all those things, poisoning and everything. I think we will eventually win this because I think with those that I'm talking about, witchcraft, traditional healers and all those activities, we think that battle has actually been won in some settings where people just understand that with TB, the traditional healer can't be able to heal it to cure it because it is something that is, caused by, bacteria.
Asked about the possibility of contracting TB in a public toilet, Dlamini acknowledged the potential risk and advised sanitizing the toilet seat before use.
TB is an airborne disease, so it would actually be suspended for some time. If ever there was a person who was having TB in there, or I would say a person who was having untreated TB, or a person who might not know that they are having TB and they are using a toilet, and then you go into the toilet after the person has been there. Since maybe they might have actually been coughing or maybe even speaking or doing all sorts of things that might have taken, particles of TB and suspending them on the air, then it is quite possible that you can get it in the toilet. Mm-hmm. And also in the taxi, for example, if ever you are in a taxi and there is that kind of environment which would allow this bacteria to be, sprayed on the air, and then another person comes and breathes the those invisible particles, let me just say, those invisible particles, then that person can contract TB. But now, the added advantage to, those people would actually be a strong immune system that would actually ensure that, whatever they are getting as the bacteria, the live or active bacteria, when it gets into their system, their immune system would actually just kind of stop that from, being active and also kind of replicating and making more bacilli inside the person, and particularly in the lung, to cause the person to fall sick.
In 2022, South Africa recorded more than 54,100 TB-related deaths. However, there has been a 17% decrease in the TB death rate between 2015 and 2022.
We estimated that we're having around 280,000 people. But the figure has actually been from, far. If we look at the trend, we would actually indicate that, in 2009, that's when we actually just noticed a change in terms of, for example, the numbers that we started to report of the people who were having TB. Mm. So, of course, there is a change, but also the change requires a number of efforts that would actually ensure that we keep it that way, we keep it reduced, we keep it, going further down. And then in 2012, we reported about 1,000 cases per 100,000 people. So that was the highest. It was actually the peak of our incidence rate. As we talk now, according to what the WHO reported last year, that is, 2023, they actually spoke about 468 cases per 100,000 population, which was an incident that was an improvement on what was reported in 2021, for example, which was more than 500 cases per 100,000 population. So we are seeing some activities. We have actually been involved in a number of activities. We have intervened using on stigma, which was also one of the barriers that was actually there before.
Yes.
We have intervened on non-adherence. We have intervened on getting the contact of the index cases or the people who have contracted TB.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.